Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and it is that time of the year. The smells are going to be wafting through parking lots and fairgrounds. Food truck festivals are going to be kicking off shortly, so grab the calendar. Grab your pen, grab your phone, open your calendar app, and get ready to start putting in some dates, events that will be near you. Joining me this morning is Matthew Solier. We're going to get into some of that. He's a food truck owner. He helps run Connecticut Food Truck Festival Facebook page. You need to know what's going on. Check them out. Connecticut Food Facebook, truckfestivals.com has all the information. Matt, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So it's that time of the year. You know, the flowers are budding. You guys are polishing the chrome, getting everything ready to roll out. It's kind of a big time for Food Truck Festival this time of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone, all the food truck owners are doing final preparations for getting ready for the season. And after speaking with everybody over the past couple of weeks, everyone's anxious to get out there and be able to serve the public.
It's got to be nice. You know, the weather's warm. It's like that itch is coming. So now we'll start with the beginning. I mean, there's a whole list of events, but we'll start with one of the first ones on your list, the Meriden Food Truck Festival, Meriden Mall. I mean, a lot of these seem have places. Truck festivals gotten so big now. Are places coming to you, like malls and venues like, hey, we want to do something. Can we organize a festival?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the malls are recognizing the opportunity they have because of the popularity of the food truck festivals. And so they're reaching out to us now to, you know, not only be able to host the fantastic festivals around the state, but, you know, also to be able to, you know, get additional people inside the mall for other small businesses that are in there as well.
That's the thing. It's we were talking before we got started. I mean, guys and gals and families that are running these food trucks, you're not doing it to become millionaires. You're doing it because you love it. There's just something to be had. You're cooking food in front of people. They're watching you cook and prepare it. There's something different about a food truck festival. I mean, the obvious reason, than going to a restaurant.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a good point. The passion and the heart that each individual food truck owner puts in, it's very interesting compared to many restaurants, especially like chain restaurants and whatnot, because, you know, these are actually the owners that are also the chefs, that are also the bookkeeper. You know, they do it all, and they really put in, you know, a solid 100 hours a week, no lie, to be able to just produce some great food on the weekend. So
it's what definitely, I mean, go back, you know, 15, 20 years, food trucks were, you know, job sites, they quote unquote roach coaches. Like, it wasn't
right.
Now it's what the amazing product you can get out of a food truck ranges from, you know, some of you have your trucks, whether it be tater tots to, you know, some of the other guys doing lobster rolls, like anything, everything imaginable now can come out of the back of a truck at a food festival.
It genuinely is. I mean, anything, like you said, from a lobster roll to filet mignon to, you know, I mean, literally, and the most interesting part about food truck festivals, you're going to find food that you would never see actually at a restaurant, which is cool, which makes it unique as well and special.
Like I said, we started, you know, if people get their calendars, like I said, so April 22nd, 23rd is the first one to kind of start kicking off the season, the Meriden Food Truck Festival. And so, like, that one's at the mall. And this is one of the cool things I love about the food truck scene. The first one's at the mall, April 22nd and 23rd. The following weekend, the 29th and 30th, is the Connecticut Canine Festival with all the food trucks at the Vineyard in Colchester, Preem Vineyards. Like, it doesn't matter where people are gathering. Food trucks are going to gather and enhance the atmosphere.
Oh, without question. And Preem Vineyards, if folks haven't been there yet, it's such a beautiful, beautiful venue with not only wine, they're also producing beer too, which is kind of cool. People don't know that. So there'll be beer, wine. Obviously, all the food trucks are going to be there. Tons of crafters and small businesses selling their wares. And again, it's another event, just like Meriden, that's free admission.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of these events, if not all of them, are going to be free admission. The worst thing, and it's not a bad thing at all, about going to these food truck festivals is, where do you start? Where do you end? Like, there's so much food, you become overwhelmed, and it's just one of those things. I feel bad when I leave, because as you're leaving, you're like, right, oh, I want to try that. Oh man, I missed that truck. Like, you have to plan accordingly.
You absolutely do. And here's the best advice that I can give anyone who is interested in coming, is grab a group of friends or family. And, you know, you get 6, 8, 10 of you, and then you all pick a truck, you know. And then what you do is you go to your truck, you grab your food, you bring it, but you meet back together at a whatever point you want, and you get to share it all. Mm. So you actually have an opportunity to eat a lot more options, as opposed to if it's just you and one other person. And I got to tell you, over the years, we've really been trying to get that word out, and people have really done it. And, you know, we always get great feedback. We're like, oh, I'm glad I brought a whole bunch of people, because I got to try so many more things as a result of it.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's, you know, I like to refer to it as, you get your food truck flight. Go to each different food truck, get a little sampler of everyone, and then everyone kind of eats together. Because it's one that, you know, think, oh, food trucks, portions are not small. Like, you're getting massive portions out of these trucks. So you can totally just, unfortunately, hit one food truck and be in the food coma for the day. But that's like, if everyone plans, like, hey, you're going to go get, you know, a burger from this truck, you're going to go get tater tots from this truck, we're going to get ice cream from that truck later, we're going to get other, you know, cookies and pastries from that truck later, and kind of have that food truck festival buffet and just take it as much as you can.
And it's all right to cheat every once in a while, you know. Once a month is all right to, you know, spoil yourself, and everybody does. Let's face it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and I mean, you're supporting businesses that are in your backyard. Like, literally, the guy next door might have his food truck parked in his backyard. These are neighbors. They're not a big chain restaurant. They're not corporate overseas. If there's an issue with the truck, the guy that just finished cooking your hamburger now has to go fix the truck, because that's his business. That's his livelihood. That's his joy that he does, or she does, on weekends, to get out and just meet people. And that's all they're there to do, is feed people so they can have a good time.
Amen. That's exactly correct. Exactly correct.
We roll through the Connecticut Canine Festival in April 29th and 30th, and then we head to New Britain. Britain Food Truck Festival, May 6th and 7th at New Britain Beach Stadium. So look here, we're at a mall, we're at a vineyard, we're at a stadium. Like, anywhere you can park a truck, or 17 of them, we're going to have a festival.
Amen to that. And we're actually very excited about the New Britain Food Truck Festival. The city of New Britain has been very welcoming over the past 6 months. It's going to be the first year for the event. So the whole city's on board and really coordinating and bringing a family atmosphere to the city of New Britain in Beehive Stadium. There's going to be, obviously, your food trucks, your food vendors, but we're also bringing a nice carnival for the kids. Tons of music. It's just going to be a good time for the weekend.
That's awesome. And then, you know, if you can't make it to New Britain the following weekend, if you're in that part of the state, you got the Enfield Food Truck Festival, the Enfield Square Mall. And that's going to, I don't want to gloss over that one, because that's going to be a big one. But the big one, I guess you could say, for the summer springtime, is the food truck battles, May 20th and 21st.
It's actually had a change of location. So please, everybody, pay attention. We're going to be back at the Naugatuck Event Center, 6 Rubber Avenue in Naugatuck, Connecticut. I just found out this morning. So
okay, because that one was originally what, going to be at Robertson Airport?
It was going to be at Robertson Airport, but the city of Naugatuck and the mayor has been amazing. He wanted us to come back, and so bringing it back there. It's going to be 45 food trucks. It's the largest food truck festival in New England for 2023. It's like a food truck festival on steroids, with bigger performances and magic and bigger carnival. And it's just double the size of everything else. And we're and that's back in Naugatuck, and the trucks are really anxious for that event as well.
That's awesome. That's May 20th and 21st, Naugatuck Event Center, 6 Rubber Ave, which that's the big one. There's so many more. There's so many more coming through May, June, July. They just keep going. So we're going to definitely touch base as this rolls around. We're getting short on time. One of the things I wanted to ask you, you know, if people need more information, first of all, foodtruckfestivals.com, or you can follow them on Facebook. Not what the heck you're doing with your life. Connecticut Food Truck Festivals, all the information's there. You're always updating the events. So now one question I always had, it's just a weird, you know, I want to open the back doors and take a look inside the food truck. How do you guys store the massive amount of food you need for some of these festivals? You're kind of confined to your space.
It's such a fantastic question. And a lot of people ask, depending on the event, a lot of the trucks have stock trailers. They actually have walk-in coolers that they'll bring along with them. Or for the larger events, we'll actually bring in reefer trailers that will sit in a certain point in the event, and the trucks have the access to come and get them.
Okay. I mean, that's one of the things, too. I asked that for another reason, that this food's being cooked fresh. Like, no one's throwing things in the microwave in these trucks. I mean, there's grills. The guys and gals are sweating in these trucks. They're cooking your food. They're in it because they love it. So I want you to get out and visit these trucks at one of these festivals, 6 of these festivals, all of these festivals. Have a great time this summer and spring. Matthew, thank you for joining me again this morning. We will touch base. Like I said, people need to follow you guys on Facebook, Connecticut Food Truck Festival. Matthew Solier, the proprietary brain behind Connecticut Food Truck Festivals. I appreciate you taking some time. So I don't know, what is it you guys say in the business? Spatula's up, doors open. Let's get ready for some food truck festivals.
Yeah. Here we go again. It's just like a repeat every weekend. So we're looking forward to it, though. And I really appreciate, and the trucks genuinely appreciate giving us the opportunity to talk a little bit about our events and fun this year.
People need to get out, visit some trucks, like you said, eat a little bit, enjoy it, because there's things like this happening all over the state right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.